Program, and we are pleased to be sponsored this time around by Pacific Gas and Electric Company. From renewable power to energy efficiency programs, PG&E is planning for the future of energy, and you can visit them at www.pgne.com. Yes, they are a California utility, but they are the greenest one out there, we are convinced. And now we're going to speak to another friend of ours who is a California guy, but since we're the greenest state in the land, we can justify that, especially because we talk about issues that do have a national impact. Welcome back, Lieutenant Governor John Garamendi.
Delighted to be with you.
You're just greening up the state.
California wants to be a green state. We got to be a leader. We like to think of ourselves as a leadership state, so let's lead on the environment, which we've done for years, but there's more to be done.
And there's some exciting news coming out of the Silicon Valley, which is where I grew up when it was, the land of fruit and nuts, and now it's silicon chips and office parks.
Well, it is those silicon chips and the things that go along with them that is now being the subject of a very interesting program in San Jose. And on the way to San Jose, they are developing a program with the Urban Conservation Corps. Like the old CCC of the 30s, California has had a rural CCC that's been out fighting fires and the like. Way back about 20 years ago, I authored a law that established an urban CCC, and that program is now going to recycle electronic wastes. So back to the cell phones. When you dump them, don't dump them in the trash because there's all kinds of bad things in there. The Urban CCC in San Jose at no cost. And this is a no-cost deal. Anybody that wants to get rid of that old television set or recorder or other battery or whatever it happens to be that really should never be sent into a landfill, they can take it to the San Jose Urban Conservation Corps.
Will they take our old refrigerator, which we just took out because it was not very efficient?
I'm glad you took it out because it wasn't efficient, but the answer is no.
It came with the house. We didn't buy. I would never buy an energy-inefficient refrigerator, of course.
After all, this is EcoTalk.
That's right, it is. And we are talking to Lieutenant Governor John Garamendi about this new Conservation Corps and Charter School project. This is an interesting teaming up, and it's really a win-win, it sounds like.
Well, it really is. 15,000 students, young men and women, have gone through the program, and they learn some extremely important things. Obviously, reading, writing, arithmetic, the skills that they need, the knowledge skills, but how to apply those skills in the real world. So the Urban Conservation Corps not only provides them with the education at the charter school, it also gives them the real working environment. You know, like you got to show up to work, you got to be ready to work, and do the things that are of service to the community. A very valuable program, and 15,000 students over the last 20 years or so have gone through the program there in San Jose, also in San Francisco and Los Angeles, Sacramento, and other large cities in California have these urban conservation corps. Great program.
Fabulous. And we've talked to Ted Smith recently from the Silicon Valley Toxics Coalition about the problem of e-waste, but I don't think we can say enough. What's your take on, something that we used to think we could just throw away that, of course, there is no way, and how the toxic substances that, leach out of this stuff will be around for a long time if we don't dispose of them in an environmentally safe way?
Well, that's exactly right. I suppose 20 years ago, 25 years ago, there were very few of these things. There were TV sets around. They have plenty of bad things, but now that all of this equipment is ubiquitous, it is everywhere, and all of us are carrying around a cell phone in our pocket, perhaps a PAD, a lot of computer monitors, and even our little laptop. Those things are highly toxic, and they just can't be disposed of anywhere. And there's also some very valuable things in there that can be recycled or at least reused. And so that's what's happening in San Jose, and every community across this nation really ought to be setting up these recycling centers for this e-waste. And it should definitely not go in a landfill, certainly not into the bottom of the lake or the ocean.
Isn't it part of the problem that they design these things for obsolescence?
Well, it would seem that way. I know that about once a month I'm getting an ad in the newspaper for either a new version of a cell phone or laptop, whatever. Yep, it's kind of like the old automobile obsolescence issue. Now we have it everywhere, but it does keep the economy going, but it does generate an incredible amount of waste. And we don't want these things just shipped off to other countries, as we sometimes find in India and China, where very poor techniques are used to protect the workers as well as the land and the materials that are recycled, and they should be recycled. That recycling is done in a way that is just plain dangerous to humans as well as to the environmental health.
And one of my pet peeves is all the accessories that come with these cell phones. We recently moved and we've been doing some house cleaning, which is why we got rid of that old refrigerator. I've just got boxes and boxes of various, generations of chargers, both, in the wall at home and in the car. And none of them go with the next Nokia phone, even though it's another Nokia phone.
Well, now, let's...
And will you just throw them all away?
Well, why don't I give you my box, you give me your box, and maybe they will match up. I've got the same problem. I've got cables from that old machine and this new computer, and I'm going, what am I doing with this? Why am I storing it? And actually, if it happens to be copper, you may want to take it down to your local recycler, particularly because copper is extremely valuable. I was talking this morning... here in Sacramento, we had a memorial for fallen and police officers that were killed in the line of duty. And there's a major effort underway to try to stop people from stealing copper wires. They literally will strip them off the telephone and power poles. But
why?
If you've
why
got
are they
copper
doing that?
In your box, you may want to hang on to it. It may be more valuable than the gold ring on your finger.
It's valuable. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for greening the Golden State one day at a time, Lieutenant Governor John Garamendi.
Thank you.
We'll be back right after these messages. Find us on the web at ecotalk.net.